Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Chinamne Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Yadi Visesa Sanya Vadi Pasatya Ade Satarine Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyana Jana Shalakaya Chakshurum Litam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Vidati Swa Padam Tikam Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Shri Sita Devi Ki Jai. All glory to Sita Devi. So today is a wonderful, wonderful appearance of Sita Devi. Once Ravana sitting on his chariot peacefully and flying in the sky, he happens to gaze around and he saw below a magnificent scenery. And then suddenly he noticed a lady sitting in meditation. This was most unusual because women were rarely seen in those mountains. Of course, sometimes the rishis will have their wives with them, which is common. But this woman seems to seems to be entirely alone, which is unusual. Ravana slowed the chariot and moved down to look more closely. Perhaps, Ravana was thinking, there were more ascetics nearby, but the Rakshasa could use a little entertainment if they are rishis and this lady is also among them. And if this woman was as beautiful as she seemed at first glance, so could he. Ordering the Rakshasa to wait in the sky, Ravana himself rose up from the chariot and descended to the ground. He saw the young ascetic girl sitting on a flat piece of soft grassland surrounded by wild flowers. She glowed with a golden beauty. Her limbs were exquisitely formed, and her full breasts were covered by a black deer skin. Ravana could see the contours of her tapering thighs through the thin cloth covering her cross legs. Dark locks of thickly matted hair hung down to her waist, framing her white complexioned face. Her red lips moved slightly as she intoned the sacred syllable om. Her smooth golden arms were bared in front of her, and she sat with folded palms, her long curly lashes covering half-closed eyes. When Ravana saw her, his mind became overpowered by lust. So he was thinking, who is this youthful lady? What was she doing here in such a lonely place? A lady? It's unusual. He was so thinking, did she have a protector? Anyway, never mind. He will soon deal with that, even if the other ascetics accompany her. Therefore, there was no place for such a maiden. She will make an excellent addition to his other consorts. Ravana was thinking like that. In other words, he has considered Sita Devi already his wife. He was thinking how to enjoy her. By his mystic power, Ravana assumed a human form and approached the girl. I spoke loudly, disturbing her meditation. Oh, most beautiful lady, who are you? Why are you practicing asceticism in this lonely region? To whom do you belong? What fortunate man has you for his wife? The demon was unable to resist the charms of women, and seeing Sita, he was charmed. He spoke as before. Means Ravana should go away. But Ravana laughed again. He was not going to leave behind this jewel of a woman. Hearing the name of Vishnu, his sworn enemy only made him all the more determined. His cruelty was increasing. In other words, he was calling upon himself death. The demon's voice boomed like thunder. Your resolution to practice austerity befit only old women. O lady of shapely limbs, why do you waste your fleeting youth in this way? I am Ravana, lord of the Rakshasas, a very mighty race of demons. Please just become my wife and live with me in my capital, Lanka, the golden city I forcibly seize from the gods. Who is this Vishnu anyway? Become my wife. Ravana spoke derisively of Vishnu, whom he knew to be the lord of all the gods. The arrogant demon cared nothing for any universal authority. He had been granted boons by Brahma, the creator of the universe, who had so blessed the Rakshasa that he could not be killed by practically any created being, neither god nor demon. Ravana could assume forms at will. So Vedavati's mentioning of Vishnu did not bother him in the least. He stood smiling before the maiden, his eyes full of lust. Hearing Ravana deride Vishnu, Vedavati flared up with anger and rebuked the demon. Vedavati told him to leave immediately for his own good, otherwise he will merit her powerful anger of that supreme personality of Vishnu. Ravana smiled. This high-spirited woman will make a perfect great consort for me. He stepped forward and grabbed hold of a long lock. This made Vedavar become very, very angry. Vedavati at once uttered the powerful Sanskrit mantra which momentarily checked the demon's advance. She lifted the hand and by her nipple up. Small girl, not more than 5 years, she lifted the bow up herself with one hand and took her a tennis ball. She immediately, Kinjana declared, any person who will marry my daughter will be able to leave this ball. Otherwise, they are not qualified to marry Sita, Devi. So King Janak, when Sita Devi grew up to the age of marriage, he arranged for Sayamvara ceremony where all the Kshatriyas around the world came together, being captivated by her beauty. They all came together. All of them were very anxious to have Sita Devi as their wife. It so happened that none of them, including the Ravana himself, bewildered by providence, of course, bewildered by, Ravana had gotten a lot of curses from different persons. Vedavati has cursed Ravana that he would be born to destroy him and destroy his Rakshasa race. Ravana didn't take it serious because a person who is about to die, no medicine can work. When Ravana left this, after committing this sin and getting this curse upon his head, he left and went to, was flying in his air and he came, he was flying above the abode of Lord Shiva. And suddenly, to his amazement, he couldn't fly any longer. He stopped. His chariot stopped. He was shocked. Nothing like that has ever happened to his life. Nothing. He never believed that anything. There is something in this world that can stop him from anything. Then he noticed that he couldn't move further. So he descended and noticed a very unusual creature who has a body like a monkey, but the head was like a dwarf. So Ravana said, "Who are you?" The creature told him, "This place where you are is the abode of my lord, Lord Shiva. Actually, this creature is Nandi, the bull courier of Lord Shiva." So, Nandi told him that you cannot go beyond here. Just go back in the same direction you came from. The same way Vedavati told him. Ravana said, "Who are you to tell me this? Who are you? To hell with you, to hell with whoever is your master you're talking about. Who is Lord Shiva?" So Nandi became very angry and he cursed him. "You insulted my master. And also you derided me. I promise you that I am going to create so many monkeys who will destroy you completely with your Rakshasa race." Everywhere Ravana goes, he gets curses upon his head. Vedavati curses him, Nandi curses him. And not only that, Anaranya Maharaj also curses him. So many curses he got. One other demon curses him because he polluted his wife. He cursed Ravana. that he was able to give Sita Devi 1 year, because the curse on his head remained 1 year, and that was the period he was given to Sita. After 1 year, the curse will be off his head, and he will deal with Sita Devi. So Ravana was such a person that everywhere he goes, he has only wanting curses upon his head because of his sinful activities. He was cursed. I will not do anything to you. The sinful activities which you have committed already will kill you. So I don't have to do anything with you. So Ravana also, he came. He was the only person who tried, among all the satyrs who came, Ravana was the only person who tried to even shake the bowl. And the bowl was so heavy that Ravana fell down and broke his waist. Out of shame, he ran away. So King Jana was in anxiety. What is happening? Is there no satyr again in this world? What a shame to the Kshatriya race that no Kshatriya is again. Nobody is qualified to marry my daughter. My daughter lifted this bow, and the whole Kshatriyas in the world cannot, no single person can lift this bow. So as he was talking, Vishwamitra Muni had come earlier on to Ayodhya to request Maharaj Dasarath to give him Ram to go and take care of the demons who have been disturbing his meditation. So So, Lord Ramachandra with Lakshmana, they went to the forest with Vishwamitra Muni, and they killed demons, so many. The first demon was a lady, and many other were killed, and the sages were able to perform their ritual peacefully and live peacefully in the forest, being protected by Ramachandra and Lakshman. So after that, Vishwamitra Muni, he knew everything by his mystic power. He knew everything. So he told Ram, Lakshman, that there is a wedding ceremony, and is a Swayambara ceremony going on there. Let us go and visit. So they came to Mithila, and the king was informed of the sage arrival with his disciples. He was very happy to welcome them and give them a place to stay. So Ramachandra with his spiritual master and younger brother Lakshmana, they were present. When all the Kshatriya kings failed in the attempt to leave the bow in order to take the hand of Sita Devi, and King Janak was in anxiety, what to do? All along, when all the satya were seated, Sita Devi came and he saw the beautiful Supreme Personality of God, the Lord Ramachandra, sitting. Her mind automatically went to him. And she was thinking, yes, he is the only person there. I'm just waiting. All these rascals, they should just waste their time here. But my husband is just waiting there. So she was very happy to see that nobody tried to move the bow. She knew, because she's the goddess of fortune. So she knew everything. So then Lord Machanda was requested by his special master, you go. Lord Machanda, teaching the etiquette as a perfect human being, teaching us how to behave, He stood up. And he didn't just go. He stood up and offered obeisances to his spiritual master, and automatically his spiritual master blessed him. Who can be a fellow having the blessing of the spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master in his head? That is system. Any difficulty we have is a sign that we have not attracted the blessing or the mercy of the spiritual master in our head. That is confirmed by Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who said that when a disciple receives a blessing from the spiritual master, all regulative principles, everything becomes very easy for him or her to practice, to follow. And the difficulty is as a result of not having the mercy and the blessings of the spiritual master. See, Lord Machanda, he knows the etiquette as the supreme presiding head, who is Bedon to Krip Buddha Bid, Eva Chaham. So he offered obeisances to his spiritual master, taking his blessing and his permission. He went gracefully and without any difficulty, just like a small child picking up a mushroom. Lord Machana lifted the bowl, not just lifting the bowl and strung it, but he broke the bowl into pieces. And the sound crack and quick the whole courtyard, that everyone in the room fell down unconscious due to the sound of the bow being broken by Lord Machanda. And there was a tumultuous row of victory. Sita Devi was very happy. Her heart became joyful and she was welcomed with ecstasy. Then she brought the giant garland and placed it gracefully on the shoulder of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, Sita Devi was married with Lord Machanda. And her sister was also married to Lakshmana, Urmila. So, after the necessary custom, the tradition was perfectly followed and everything was nicely celebrated. Having invited the Dasarath Maharaj, they enjoyed themselves with the king from Mithila, Maharaj Janak. And then they returned to Ayodhya. On the way, they experienced another wonderful person, so Lord Dhammachandra. When they met Parasuram on the way, he was coming with his locomotive force, and it was like an earthquake was taken because of his power. Maharadasara was in anxiety, thinking, at this auspicious moment of my son's wedding, what is this? To worsen the situation, as a satra, he saw the enemy of the satra, Lord Parasuram, who has killed the satras 21 times. When Dasara Maharaj saw that, he was afraid. I'm a satriya. My son is a satriya. What to do in this case? Lord Machana was peaceful, having known everything, because everything is working by his arrangement. So Parashuram challenged him. Yes, I have heard that you broke the bow which belonged to Lord Shiva, but I am Ram. And if you are very Ram, then this is the bow of Lord Vishnu, Ram. What can you do? Being challenged by Parashuram, Ramachandra peacefully as before took the weapon from Lord Vishnu's weapon from Parashuram. Dasara Maharaj was in anxiety. What a big challenge. What a big challenge. What a big temptation. But still, devotees in Krishna consciousness Devotees who are fully in Krishna consciousness have nothing like obstacle. Everything which seems to be like obstacle is a perfect arrangement by for Krishna for his devotees to get closer and closer and closer to him. If Ramachandra peacefully took the bow from Parasuram and he placed a sharp arrow on it and drew it to the ear very easily and pointing it to Parasuram himself, he said, "Yes, following your order, following your command, I have placed this arrow here, but I cannot take it back. It must destroy something. Now, you tell me, do you prefer it to destroy your locomotive force, or it should destroy all the austerities you have been performing?" Parasuram became defeated. Therefore, he responded, "If you destroy my austerity, I will perform again. If you destroy my locomotive force, I will never have the ability to go back to my ashram and perform austerity. Therefore, take off my austerity so I can use my force to go back to my hermitage." And Lord Machana related, all austerity, the result of austerity I performed for years, destroyed in a moment. So he returned back to his hermitage to continue his austerity. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in the passing of the Brahma being bewildered by Krishna's supreme mercy. He mentioned, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, if an inferior person challenges a person who is superior to him, he will not only be defeated, but even the power which he has will be taken away from him. So in this case, Parashuram lost not only being defeated, he was also lost his austerity. So Ramachandra, Lakshmana, Sita Devi, and a family member headed by Dasharatha Maharaj and their guru, Vasistha Muni, returned safely to Ayodhya. They and Ayodhya, Sita Devi was duly married and they peacefully lived their life until Lord Machana was going to be coronated as the king of Ayodhya after Maharaj Dasharatha. Following the plan of Providence, as the drama has already been staged, the drama continued. That Kakeyi wanted her son, Bharat, to be the king and not Lomachanda. Not only that, because she does not want any obstruction, because it is natural that a person who has been played injustice, he shouldn't be allowed to be around because he would think for revenge. Fearing this, Bharat's mother requested that Ramachandra, of course, is the arrangement of providence. She was just the instrument manifesting the Leela. But in the Bible, Jesus said, "Woe unto him who will be the cause of the death of the Son of Man, although it had been ordained that the Son of Man will die, but woe unto him who will perpetrate, who will facilitate that wrong side." You see, she wanted Ramachandra to go to the forest for 14 years. and also abandon the kingdom and the kingship for her son. But Ramachandra accepted it willingly, without grudge, no sentiment, and no pain. This is wonderful. When he was about to leave for the forest, Sita Devi said, "I have not known any person in my life but you. And what is the duty of a wife if she cannot support her husband?" There's no question of Sita without Ram. Therefore, you have to permit me to go with you. Ramachandra said, "No, no, 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 no. It is not befitting a woman to go and suffer. Moreover, you are a princess. You have no right to go to the forest. And it is not you who should go to the forest. It is me." Sita Devi said, "You is different from me. Me is different from you. Are we not the same? What philosophy is this? How can we be separated? There is no question of Sita without Ram or Ram without Sita." So, my dear, if I am a wife, we should learn this from Sita Devi. Her loyalty, her dedication, her steadfast, her sacrifice. Some parallel. What a great lesson. What a great personality. What a great sacrifice Sita Devi taught us. So, Sita Devi said, "I must go with you. There is nothing like you going to the forest without me." What is a kingdom without Ram? What is the use of a kingdom? And why should I stay here? I came here. My father sent me here to come and enjoy kingdom, or my father sent me here to come and serve Ram. My duty is to serve Ram, to be attached to the lotus feet of Ram. Where is my attachment? If I have to leave it to the god of the forest and I have to stay here, whose face will I see? And what purpose will I stay here for? I have to go. Sita means Ram. And Ram means Sita. So she defeated Lord Ramachandra in argument, and she was permitted to go with him. But Sita Devi had never one day know what is austerity, what is difficulty. She was born in a palace and married to another palace. So she never knew anything outside enjoyment. But now she has to live 100% opposite life, 100% not parallel. She does not know how to tie because she has not lived an ascetic life in this lifetime. In the previous life, she was, as a Vedavati, she was an ascetic, performing austerity to get Lord Vishnu for her husband. For this lifetime as a princess, she never had any knowledge of austerity. So Lord Ramachandra has to give up all his royalties and put on a tree back. Therefore, Sita Devi asked, "How do one put on this thing?" So funny. So appealing to the devoted heart. How do one put on these things? She doesn't know it. Therefore, some elderly people has to help her to put on the tree bark as a hermit so she could go to the forest with her husband and do her duty to facilitate the killing of Ravana, for which purpose her husband, Lord Ramachandra, has come for. So they left for the forest and Sita Devi followed. In this Leela, Srila Prabhupada mentioned Lord Machanda taught us so many things. One lesson at this point here is that anyone who is attached to a woman must suffer. This is a lesson Sita Devi taught us here. Even though Lord Ramachandra is the supreme person of God, he suffered because of Sita Devi. Now they are in the forest, and many things happened. Panchavati, that's in Nasik, India, wonderful India, the Mahabharat, the greater India. Yes. That's only where you can find Panchavati. Nasik. So Sitaram Lakshman's camp there for some time. It was in this place, Nasik, that Sita Devi was kidnapped by Ravana. So, following the providence, Sita Devi, Ram, Lakshman, they were peacefully living there until suddenly Maricha came. Marichi, Ravana told him, a deer. He turned to a deer. Let me go before Sita. I want to have her. Yes. In other words, Ravana is calling for her death. Sorry, for his death. Taking Sita means calling for his death. And that was the promise, because Sita Devi, as Vedavati gave to Ravana, I will come, and you will see that I will be the cause of their destruction along with their Rakshasa race. So the providence was perfectly making the arrangement. So Ravana came, calling near his death. And told Marichi, you turn to a deer and go and lure Ram away from Sita, and I will kidnap her and take her to my kingdom and enjoy her. Marichi said, no. See, when this personality you are calling ordinary prince, when he was, is the supreme person of God, Lord Ram, Lord Vishnu, who has come for the interest of the demigod. When he was just a small boy, he shot an arrow at me, which threw me a fast distance into the sea. It was with difficulty I was able to survive. Now he is a man. What do you think he will do? Please let us not try this. Ravana said, if you don't do it, I will kill you. Yes, the demons also have intelligence. So Marichi was thinking, why should I die in the hand of a demon? Let me go and die in the hand of the Supreme Person of God here and be liberated. This intelligence. So he agreed. Not that he wanted to satisfy the Ravana, but he wanted to liberate himself in the hand of the Supreme Person of God. So he accepted. And he did. When he changed himself, transformed himself into a deer, and went before Sita, Sita desired to have the deer. And requested Lord Ramachandra to get the deer for her. Lord Ramachandra said, my dear, don't forget about this deer. It's not bother us with this. We have many, many beautiful things to look at. He said, no, my lord, please, I need it. Get it for me, please. So Ramachandra told Lakshman, please take care. Let me go and take care of the deer, following the arrangement of providence. So he went, the deer tricked him and took him out of their cottage. And then Sita Devi told Lakshman, when Ramachandra shot, finding that it would be difficult for him to get the deer, of course, not difficult because it was ordained that it will happen that way, so that the drama could be perfectly performed. So Ramachandra shot the false deer, and the deer imitated the voice of Ram. Lakshman! It's not like that. It's better than this one. It's sweeter. This one is very, very simple. It's raw. So Sita Devi said, hey, Lakshman, your brother is in danger. Please go and save him. I mean, so mother, how can he be in danger? What kind of danger for the Supreme Planet of Godhead? No danger, please. That is a trick. The truth. Be careful. We're in the forest. Be careful. There are so many rakshasas everywhere. That could be a trick. Sita Devi, oh, don't look at you. Just look at you. So all these years, you follow us to the forest just because you want to take me from Ram. Now I can see your intention. Just look at women. Just look at women. All this while, you have been following us here. It is because of me you have been following, not because you really love Ram. See, your brother is in danger. I'm asking you to go. You are sitting here looking at my face. Go and save, and take care of him. And she started crying. Hearing this, Lakshman couldn't tolerate it. Ah, know that you said this of me? This is very bad. To accuse someone unnecessarily, for one who has good intention and is sacrificing his or her life to please someone. If the person is unjustly accused, this is very, very painful. Even to the Supreme President of Godhead, he felt it because they're playing the part of a human being. He felt the pain. Know that you tell me this. This came out from their mouth for me? You? Oh, this is this is too much for me to bear. That I'm pretending here? I didn't fool around with my mind? I'm coming after you? Oh. It's very bad. So Lakshmani drew a mystical circle and told her, please don't get out of this circle. Remain here. And he went. When he got there, he saw that Ramachandra was not in anxiety, in any difficulty. He already killed the deer. And then everything became very clear, like he said. It's a trick of the Rakshasa, which is true. But Sita sent him away by her harsh words. Immediately they understood that yes, it is now proved that it is the truth of the Rakshasa. They ran before they came. Ravana has come in there, disguised himself as a sannyasi. Came to Sita Devi, please give me some water to drink. And Sita Devi, she remember, she was asked not to step out of the circle. The demon says, I'm an old swami, please just come and give me something. As soon as Ravana couldn't enter the circle because of the mystic power of Lakshmana, so he tricked her. As soon as Sita Devi stepped out of the circle, she was captured by Ravana. And Ravana took her. While she was crying and crying and crying and repenting from insulting Lakshmana unjustly for the thing he never and he would never think of. Jatayu saw them. By great fortune, by the mercy of Sita, Devi, Ram, Lakshman, Sita Prabhupada, our social masters, we had the great fortune of going to the very spot where Jatayu couldn't tolerate the demon's attack. He knew that Ravana has the power to kill him. He knew that Ravana would not spare him because he's a demon and they can do anything. He knew, but a devotee who wants to be successful in Krishna consciousness must take risk. So Jatayu took risk by attacking Ravana. He attacked him severely, and Ravana saw that, although he's a bear, he is powerful. So he used his mystic weapon and cut off Jatayu's hand. We were able to go to this very spot and take the blessing from Jatayu, Ram, Sita. Beautiful, nice, nice, wonderful place. Yes. We're there, we saw Jatayu, Ram Lakshman, Sita Devi. And we, by their mercy, we were able to narrate their pastimes there this time. It was wonderful. So, Sita Devi is Lakshmi Devi, and the great fortune by whose mercy we can get the mercy of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are praying that she will be able to bless us, and with her motherly love for all the children, give us opportunity, the strength to remove all our unnecessary desires and live with only the desire to serve Sisi Radha Shyama Sundar. Sisi Sita Devi Ki Jai.